challenges through decision-making processes that concern them. Two, continue to improve legislative and operational provisions to combat racism, xenophobia, and intolerance. Three, to bolster the protection of economic, social, and cultural rights, in particular for vulnerable categories of the population, migrants and refugees. We wish Italy every success in this Universal Periodic Review. Thank you, President.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Canada.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Canada thanks Italy for participating in this UPR and welcomes positive steps taken by Italy to strengthen national legislation, policies, and institutional frameworks to promote gender equality and to prevent and combat violence against women and girls. In a constructive spirit, Canada recommends that Italy, 1, improve living and health conditions in Italian detention facilities, 2, enact laws, policies,